Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Cambodian King Sihamoni recently presided over the opening of the National Assembly. He called for all elected lawmakers to show unity and work in the interest of the nation. The opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, or CNRP, chose not to participate due to disputes over election results. Opposition members claimed widespread irregularities in the July 28th election and rejected the official results. Long-serving Prime Minister Hun Sen's Cambodia People's Party won again, but with a slimmer majority than in previous years. It was the party's worst showing since 1998, capturing 68 of 123 seats in the National Assembly, compared with 55 for the CNRP. The United States has an interest in the democratic process, but does not support any particular political party or individuals. The United States believes there should be a credible and transparent review of irregularities in the July election to assess and address flaws in the electoral process and give the Cambodian people greater confidence in the electoral system. The United States urges all parties to seize this opportunity to improve democratic processes and implement meaningful reform. This will strengthen the rule of law and increase respect for human rights in Cambodia. The United States urges the leaders of the ruling Cambodian People's Party, or CPP, and the CNRP to work together to resolve differences in a way that serves the best interests of the Cambodian people. We expect the parties to uphold their commitment to avoid violence and urge security forces to protect peaceful protesters. The United States calls on the CPP and the CNRP to follow through on their September 16th statement denouncing violence, supporting electoral reform, and agreeing to resolve national problems through dialogue. The Cambodian people deserve nothing less.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.